FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest news now with Joanna Earle.
Hundreds of students have been evacuated from the University of Kent following a suspected bomb scare. Emergency crews were called to the campus in Giles Lane in Canterbury after an anonymous phone call was made to staff there just after 10:30 this morning. The site's library has been cordoned off and the area is being searched by officers.
This is KMFM News.
A law firm in the US has launched legal action against Volkswagen after it admitted using software to cheat diesel emissions tests. The system could be fitted to as many as 11 million vehicles worldwide. The car's makers' board will meet later for crisis talks. Robert Clifford's a partner at the firm in Chicago, which filed the lawsuit. He says VW is heading for a huge bill.
The allegation will be the consumer has been harmed for the full purchase price plus the consequential damages associated with that. Whether it's diminution in value, could be the entire purchase price. The impact here is just, you know, massive.
David Cameron's to ask European leaders to back his call for more migrants who don't have a genuine claim for asylum to be deported. He's going to an emergency meeting in Brussels later. Meantime, councils in England and Wales say they're still worried about how they're going to afford to pay for 20,000 extra Syrian refugees being resettled here. Kent is already looking after more than 1,000 asylum seeker children and is facing an overspend of around £6 million. David Simmons is from the local government association.
The key thing for councils is that we need a commitment so we can be clear with our communities they're not being asked to bear an unfair burden, because there isn't just one year's funding being made available. There will be money to ensure that those people have the school places, the NHS care and the accommodation that they need beyond year one.
A search is continuing after a man went missing from a magistrate's court in Kent. The building on Palace Avenue in Maidstone went into lockdown when Daniel Murray went missing yesterday afternoon as he was due to appear charged with assault. The 42-year-old has links to Ashford, Swale and Dartford. His picture's at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Firefighters are tackling a blaze at a mobile home in Headcorn. Crews were called to the site along Lenham Road just before midday today. The cause of the fire is not yet known. We're being asked again what we think about having streetlights in Kent switched off at night. 70,000 were turned off between 9:30 and 6:30 in the morning back in 2013, but that was scrapped following opposition. Now the council are replacing the bulbs with more energy efficient LED ones and want to hear our views. Matthew Balfour's from KCC.
A lot of people we've discovered are very keen on the nights being actually dark. They don't like light pollution, whereas others are more afeard of the dark. So it's a question of finding out how everybody wants it done.
KMFM News.
A Kent nightclub's lost its bid to stay open until 6 in the morning at weekends. Club Chemistry in Canterbury was hoping to extend opening hours from 4 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays, but that's been rejected by the city's licensing committee following concerns from nearby residents. And Princes William and Harry have joined the crew of the TV show DIY SOS today to help them complete their biggest ever challenge. The pair are helping volunteers turn a street full of derelict houses in Manchester into homes for ex-service personnel. Ed Parker is co-founder of the charity Walking with the Wounded.
I think, as they always do, they bring the attention of the media and the attention of the public onto issues such as this. I think it's fantastic they've come here today. It will highlight the need. It would also highlight what has been done.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Rugby, and it looks like England will drop fly half George Ford for Owen Farrell ahead of Saturday's World Cup match against Wales at Twickenham. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, rugby league convert Sam Burgess is expected to be named in a centre partnership with Brad Barrett, as Jonathan Joseph has a chest problem. Head coach Stuart Lancaster will officially name his team tomorrow. Meantime, a major wheelchair sports event will be getting underway in Kent later. The Rugby League European Championships will see England, France, Wales, Ireland and Scotland battle it out at Medway Park in Gillingham over the four-day competition. Mark Ruffsedge is head coach of the England team. He hopes it'll showcase what disabled players can do.
People arrive here and expect the unexpected. They always walk away and are impressed at what these guys can do in a wheelchair. They do some unbelievable things, and the speed of the game, the collision. I think people people will be impressed if they turn up for the first time.
And in cricket, Matt Coles has been named Kent's Player of the Year at their end-of-season awards. He also took the Bowler of the Year prize after picking up 100 wickets in all competitions. Sam Northeast got the Batsman Award, while Alex Blake was named Best Fielder.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.